Coach Belichick was talking this morning about, you know, preparation, and he cited Dwight Eisenhower, former president of the United States, about how all the preparation doesn't really mean much once you get to the actual game or the battle. I'm curious what your thoughts are, you know, when you hear that from him.
Obviously, we're going to, you know, we're going to address things the way that, you know, Coach Belichick feels right. And obviously, it's worked for him. And I definitely feel like it's kind of worked for us throughout the year. So, you know, we're definitely following in the footsteps that he set, you know, in front of us, and kind of the guideline of, you know, what we want to do this week, you know, what we want to be able to accomplish, you know, come game day. So, you know, whatever formula that he's laid out throughout this week, you know, leaders of the team, you know, Tom, Vince, Dev, you know, all those guys, you know, we're just, you know, following right in line behind those guys.
In your time here, I mean, how much does he tell that to you guys? Hey, this is what this president said, or this Army general said, or
actually, you know, Coach Belichick is, a you know, real big on history. You know, there's times throughout the year, you know, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, you know, just, you know, different historic events that happen, you know, throughout the year, that you know, occasionally that he, you know, he'll bring, you know, to our attention. So I guess sometimes throughout the year it's kind of like a history lesson somewhat.
Vince has also often talked about he can tell when the team's ready to have a good game by the week of practice, a very good week of practice, whether it's, you know, week in the film room, on the field, the intensity, whatever. How much can you gauge, you know, you're still a young player, how important a week of good hard practice is to good results on Sunday?
You kind of hit the nail on the head at first when, you know, Vince has been there for a while. You know, he's played a lot of football. So, you know, fortunately for me, I've been around here these past couple of years. And, you know, I'm a young player, but I can feel that sometimes. You know, there's sometimes, you know, throughout the week where, you know, myself, as far as in the front seven, you know, I take a bigger burden on, you know, trying to get the run fits right and the stunts and everything coordinated, because, I mean, that's my responsibility. And, you know, there'll be times, you know, early in the week, you know, where V will be like, you know, just, it's Monday, you know, let's see how things fold out Tuesday. And, you know, we get back in the film room and we get things situated, and, you know, Tuesday, I mean, things are perfect. So, you know, I'm just trying to get the same feel that he's getting.
Dante, you've played this game a couple times before, not with the results I think that you would like. Is there some personal motivation to get over the hump or put the past in the past and take it right?
Yeah. Like you said, unfortunately, since I've been here, we kind of, you know, got stopped a little bit quicker than we wanted to, but. You kind of want to leave those things in the past, but, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. And, you know, we still, at the same time, we want to take one game at a time, and, you know, that's what we're going to have to do. But I definitely feel like throughout this week, you know, we've all been kind of approaching it as, you know, doing as much as you can each day, you know, so you can wake up, you know, the next morning or that night, and you look in the mirror and you can ask yourself, do you regret anything? Did you not do something today that you'll regret come game day? Like maybe that one more rep you could have did it, practice that one more mental rep. So I feel like we're all taking that approach.
Now, are you nervous at all? Is there a little bit of nerves heading
in? I mean, it's football, man. We've been playing football this long. I mean, it is what it is. We got the game plan. We just got to go out and execute it.
Dante, is there an added layer of complexity when you played a team three times and beaten them as convincingly as the Patriots have the Colts?
Could you ask that again?
Is there an added layer of complexity? Does something concern you when you've beaten a team so convincingly and you have to play them again?
I guess that could be the case, but you know, with this team that we're playing, these guys got a lot of skilled players offensively. You know, not even going on the defensive side of the ball or even their special teams. I mean, Andrew Luck himself is you know, a dynamic player, and then you throw in T.Y. Hilton and Flinner and Daniel Heron and, you know, all those extra guys. And I mean, they can do anything. They can score at any time. So, I mean, the fact that we've played them before and we've, you know, we played them pretty well earlier this season, I mean, that helps. But at the same time, I mean, I'm sure they got something cooking. So we're just going to have to go out there and, you know, execute the game plan and make halftime decisions and sideline corrections.
Dave, just what kind of challenge does a Bill Belichick defense have on a young quarterback like Andrew Luck?
I feel like with this defense that we've had this year, I feel like we've used a lot of versatility. And, you know, Coach Belichick's always said, you know, the more you can do, the better. And I definitely feel like this year on the defensive side of the ball, we've been able to use a lot of guys' versatility, whether it's, you know, me or Jamie, you know, rushing up the middle or outside, or, you know, having Nikovic or Akeem or Chandler, you know, drop out and give the quarterback a different look as far as, you know, zone coverages and man coverages. And then, you know, as well as having Patrick Chung come down and play like a linebacker and do the things he does that he's been doing really well. So, you know, I definitely feel like we're able to, you know, show, you know, different approaches and different things as opposed to some teams can't without versatility.
I'm sorry. How different have the Colts changed since you saw them the first time around, you think?
I just feel like the game management is a lot better. I mean, Luck is you know, he makes a lot of big plays, and you know, some things that that he was trying to do is you know, not make those mistakes, trying to make a bigger play. You know, I definitely feel like he's more comfortable now with the running back and the run game situation. You know, he trusts those guys, you know, dumping the ball off and, you know, shorter down and distance, and, you know, letting those guys get 20, 30 yards. So I definitely feel like Luck is really been the key as far as, you know, how well they've been playing lately on offense.
Dante, you talk about the mental preparation, and Bill has been portrayed in the media this week as a tough quiz master. Do you worry about getting caught in the hall? Are you still a young guy who worries about it?
No, I've learned my lesson quite a long time ago. So, I mean, it's more or less, you know, him just wanting, you know, guys to take more ownership as far as, you know, watching film and, you know, not getting caught by surprise. I mean, there's a lot of film out there, but you know, a lot of the defensive coaches do a great job as far as, you know, keeping us, you know, well grounded and, you know, what they've done in, you know, 3 or 4 years ago or something like that.
How'd you learn your lesson?
Locker room is open.
He actually did catch me in the hallway whenever I was a rookie, and he asked me a question you know, a couple years ago about a play. I can't remember which one it was, but it was apparently it was a you know, big play by a big player, and I didn't get it, and so it's kind of frowned upon by all the other guys. So I learned my lesson there.
Dante, Bill talked a little bit about how they just have so many weapons in the passing game that they're able to substitute in and out a good amount if they want to. Does it make it difficult for a defense to play man-to-man against a group like that because there are, you know, they're moving guys in and out and you have to figure out who has who?
It could be, but what it really boils down to, and I feel like we try to do a really good job as far as practice goes, as far as making it hard on ourselves, is communication and just knowing exactly what we're going to do, whether they line up a certain way or put a tight end in a different position other than what we expect it to be. It's just more or less about communication and guys being on the same page, because I mean, if you're on the same page and, you know, maybe we didn't line it up, but if we can, you know, get out the down and, you know, get on the sideline and get it corrected, then, I mean, we'll be fine. So more or less, I think communication really is a big key on that.
Dante, is there ever a fear of overconfidence, or is all confidence good confidence?
I feel like that's an older guy question, because, you know, confidence is definitely something that you want to have in no matter what you do. But, you know, being overconfident can sometimes, you know, bite you in the butt. But, you know, being confident, you still got to, you know, respect your opponent at the same time. So I guess they can go either way.
Dante, does this team talk openly about what success means? And if they don't make it to, if you don't make it to Arizona and you don't win the Super Bowl, is this a successful season?
You know, we haven't really, you know, discussed anything about that. But and I don't know how to answer that, so I'm gonna let one of the captains, Devin McCourty, answer that question. Appreciate it, guys.